Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Yeah.
offers high and low. Still comes by nobody. Hey, my God is good. Not just in the church, but even in the hood. I praise him everywhere I go. I'm a witness, let the whole world know that. My God has favor. Tell me out the world, he's my savior. Life vows, I owe you praise. I worship you, my hands are raised. Burns of me, the Holy Ghost fire. Every day, I lift the higher. Make the devil out of a liar. Praise him, the liar's fire.
I love to praise him. I praise him through my situation. No matter what it is, I praise him with no hesitation. Ain't done it yet, but I praise my God in advance. I praise him now, cause tomorrow might not have a chance. Let's praise him. Keep going, let's praise him. Don't be, let's praise him. Call me, let's praise him. Let's praise him. Keep going, let's praise him. Don't be, let's praise him. Call me, let's praise him.
Praise is what I do. When I want to get close to you, pressing through my situation. One thing you gotta have patience. One thing the devil hates is when he sees you giving praise. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Let the spirit run right through you. Praise him for all he's done. Now it's time to have some fun. I praise him in advance. Now I feel him in my hand. On down to my feet, I feel him all over me. Praise go up, blessings come down. You don't want to praise him, don't come around.
I love to praise him. I praise him through my situation. No matter what it is, I praise him with no hesitation. Ain't done it yet, but I praise my God in advance. I praise him now, cause tomorrow I might not have a
going down on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday evening. It's your boy, world famous DJ Dunny B, my brand new co-host. We got a brand new team of people working with us right here on the all new Dunny B and Friends in the evening time. Welcome to the show, brother. Welcome to the show. I want to introduce my new friend right here, my buddy right here. It's Pastor. How do you say your name, man? I want to get your name mixed up.
Pastor Jimmy Prentice.
Jimmy Prentice. Can I say Pastor Prentice?
Prentice, that's right. Everybody Prentice. Call me Pastor Prentice.
Okay, I'm going to call you Pastor Prentice too, man. Welcome to the show, man. We got a lot of listeners tuning in to us, man. We globally, big shout out. It's our first official live radio broadcast we're going to be doing every night. And Pastor Prentice is going to be joining us every night. We're going to be working this thing together, man. I'm excited. Man, I never in my life been so excited about working with you as my new co-host, man. And kind of tell the community a little bit about you and what you're going to be bringing to the table, man, because I'm excited. God is really, really blessing this. He's in a blessing business, period, man. But go ahead and talk, man.
Hey, man, I'm glad to be with you, Donna, tonight, and I'm glad to hear that everybody's on the line tonight. And we're so happy to know that we got people out there that are just waiting to jump in and pitch in and help out. And so we got a lot of stuff we got going. We got another church coming up in the community. We got gyms and classrooms and all these things coming up for these kids, because when we're giving them now what we didn't have. And so now on, I got a new album out there. There's one song on it that's called You Can't Serve Two Masters. But then there's another one they call Jesus is a Waymaker.
Man.
And to all the young ladies that have children, that their fathers are not with you, and they, kids need a daddy, I'll tell you, Jesus is there. He'll make a way for you because he made a way for me. I came from a single parent family, but then I had a Jesus said, send somebody to me. He sent me my stepfather, and then he taught me how to stand and run on. That's what I'm doing now. That's what we're trying to work this new album in so we'll be able to help somebody and benefit. Danny, I love you, brother.
Man, I don't really know what to say, but I'm just excited, man. I've been talking about the show all day, and I got to say a big shout-out to our big sponsors, man. We got a sponsor, brother. I got to tell you about the sponsors. We got Donna. Shout out to Miss Donna, who is our brand, is one of our new sponsors. We have two different sponsors, and we in the process of getting a third sponsor real soon too, man. But a shout out to Presentation Brilliance and Gift. If y'all looking for the best in gift, you definitely need to get in contact with Donna at 817-841-9418. And this weekend, oh my goodness, Pastor, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, she's got a pre Black Friday going on this Saturday and Sunday only. And guess what, everybody? You're going to get a 15%, but there is an extra 10% discount. She's going to be on the show to talk about that tonight, how you can get that extra 10% discount right here just for listening to what? This radio show. That's huge,
that's
man. Think about it, Pastor. A 15% discount already. Then you're going to turn around and get a 10% discount. And y'all got to understand, Black Friday is next week. And she's doing pre-Black Friday this Saturday and Sunday only. And she's going to be on the show tonight to talk about that, Pastor. So I'm excited, man. This is an opportunity for people to be able to get discounted, shop, and get some good deals, man, for a good discount, especially for the holidays coming up. We got the Thanksgiving coming up. We got the Christmas coming up real soon, man. So I'm real excited. I'm real, real excited about that. What you think about that, Pastor? Presentation, greetings, and gift. What you think about that?
Oh, that's great. That's great, man. And I'll tell you something else too. If you need me in any kind of way, I'll be right there. I'm right there with you. Whatever I can do to help out, all you got to do is just give them. I got a little information I want to give out too.
Go ahead.
I'm like, is that all right?
Man, just your show.
All right. I got some contacts. If you want to contact Pastor Prentice, you can just reach me. My website is www.PastorJimmyPrentice.com. That's my website, and then my Facebook, Pastor Jimmy Prentice. Then if you want to see, send donations to Prentice Gospel Music Ministry, it's P.O. Box 514-404. P.O. Box 514-404. Thank you. Fort Worth, Texas, 76105. Amen. And then they have, if you want to buy the CD, my late CD just come out, 2 Mountains, you can go to website, www.PastorJimmyPrentice.com. And then either you can go to Wellborn Music Studios at 3912 East Rosedale Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76105. Then to book events, call my manager, Mr. Michael Wellborn, at 817-902-6163. To visit the church, East Maddox Missionary Baptist Church, 1408 East Maddox Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76104. Phone number 817-927-5323. 817-927-5323.
Already, Pastor. And I tell you what, if y'all missed that, you could he'll be repeating that too. He'll be repeating all that information again during the broadcast. So make sure that y'all go out and support him and everything he's doing. He's gonna be supporting y'all, and we all just gonna have a good time and supporting each other. We got a lot of different guests coming on. I want to say a big shout out to gospel artist Jordan. He's gonna be joining us tonight at 8:30, less than 15 minutes. And he'll be about some of the big things that he's working on as far as his gospel music. And I'm excited next week. Oh my goodness! Well, this Friday, I can't forget about that. We got gospel rapper Country Boy coming on the show this coming up Friday night at 8:30. This coming up Friday night, I'm excited about him. He's got a song called Praise Break. You've been hearing that song, have you, Pastor?
Oh yes.
Praise Frank. Man, that's a hot music right there. We're gonna be playing that again tonight, but he's gonna be on the show this coming up Friday night. We got a lot of different ministers, and if you wanna join in on this program, we always looking for different people to come on the show. The telephone number, if you wanna call in and kick a shout, represent for your church, 347-989-1725. Coming up at 8:45, we'll be joined by Miss Sheila. She's our news director. She'll be coming in at right at 8:45 to give us an update on what's going on in the world of news. What we're waiting on now is we're waiting on Donna to call in so we can go ahead on and get some information about what she got going on. At 8:30, we got our guests coming on. So we got a tight schedule tonight, but, you know, we're just trying to do some big things. We got some, me and the pastor got some big plans. I was just telling the pastor how God had just opened up opportunity. Pastor, if I tell you that opportunities are just coming left from right, people are being blessed by this radio broadcast, man. So I'm really excited about that. We're going to go live to the phone lines right now. We got some people already calling in to the program. Let's go live right now to area code 912. You are live on the hottest new nighttime gospel show. Who is this?
What's going on, Donnie B? This is Dante, man. I'm reporting in from Vidalia, Georgia, man.
Hey, man. Welcome to the show. What's going on with you, man? Say hi to Pastor Princeton.
How you doing, Pastor? I'm doing pretty good.
Yes, sir. Glad to hear from you.
Thank you, sir. We've been doing some things, man. It's all right for me to give a shout-out, man?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, man. I wanted to give a shout-out to Cecil Noise Entertainment and my partner, Rome, man. We're doing some things. My family in Florence, South Carolina, and then my people right here in Georgia, man. Guys, just stay blessing us and... You know what I'm saying? We just want to be a blessing to the younger people that's coming up because they don't really have no inspiration right now, man. It's a situation.
Yeah.
Man, that's true. You're right about that, brother, man. That is so true, and that's what it's all about. And that's what I want this program to be about. I want it to be more positive. I want the young people to start calling in. This is more, me and the pastor, we did this, because this is more for the young people. We want young people like you, young man, calling into the show, man, and just talk to the young people. You know, that's what it's all about. If you're a young person out there, you're listening to the show, y'all can call it 347-989-1725, man, because we want the young people to call in. This is y'all show. We're going to be playing. We got a lot of new gospel hip hop. We're gonna be playing all types of gospel music. We just want to be a blessing to the community. We got a lot of people listening, man. But I'm so excited, man. We're gonna bring you to the Dallas Fort Worth area soon too, man. For next year, we're working on a big old gospel fest coming up in 2013, man. I would love for you to be part of that.
That'd be real nice, man. You know, I love how you support us, man. You know, it's not too many. No, too many radio stations that support indie artists, man, and you're giving us a chance to be heard, man, and that's a blessing in itself.
And that's what it's all about. Am I right about that, Pastor Prince?
That's right. That's what we out here for, to help all of to bring our young ones on, man. It's a blessing. Open up the doors that have been closed in our face. We're taking on God's role. Now we're going to do what he would have done if he was still here. That's our job, to open up the door. Every time they close the door, go back and open it for them. Amen. I tell you, and then I want to tell the young people, the young men and the young ladies, young men, don't feel like that was your last chance just because you might have went down, did a little time, might have stepped out a little bit, might have messed up a little bit, but God is still standing there with his arm wide open. And young ladies, just because you got children, you feel alone, don't feel alone, because God is forever with you, whether you want him with you or not. Well, hang on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, because it's going to be all right after a while. Don't go bad just because somebody done you bad.
Amen. Woo. Brother, man, you preaching it tonight, man. That's what it's all about. For those who are now tuning in to us right here, we're talking to Pastor Prentice. Is my new co-host right here, man. And I'm just telling, man, I'm excited what God is doing for this wonderful, wonderful, I ain't going to even say radio broadcast. I'm going to say ministering, because that's what it's all about. It's all about ministering to the young people, ministering to people that really need it, man. So I definitely want to thank you, Dante, for calling into the program, man, and make sure you tell another friend about the hottest new gospel show across the globe, man, that's trying to make a difference in, man. What you think about that?
Oh, for sure, man. Well, I'm gonna spread that word, man, because you're doing some real big things that aren't being done right now, man. And you know, we appreciate that. You know, it's only gonna get bigger. That's all. That's the only thing that can happen is it gets bigger.
Man, Johnny,
woo, I tell him something for me.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Tell him we got a special song we don't play for him and the other younger people. You know, cause I'm 61. I'm young too. You know, but I'm forever
but
young.
I'm gonna be young
until he calls me home. But you know, I want Donnie to play something for us. I had a new song come out called "I'm Changing," and I want Donnie to play that for us.
I didn't even upload that one just yet. I'm gonna get to that one.
Okay, we got them for the young people. But then anything you can find out, Donnie, we're going to route something out for the younger people.
Okay,
so,
all right, then I sure will do that. But you know what? We got so many people calling in. It's crazy. The phone lines are blowing up. I'm going to try to get some of these phone calls out the way. We got our other guests on. We got our other guests coming on. Say, Dante, man, I sure appreciate you calling into the program, man. And you keep listening to the show, man.
Oh, I will, man. Every night, man. Y'all take care and keep God first, man.
Hey, man, that's what it's all about.
All right. We love you. Love you too, man.
All right. That's what it's all about, child. We're doing it real big right here, number one brand new gospel radio show. We're going live to our other guest. We got Miss Donna standing by with presentation, greetings, and good evening. Welcome to the show, sister.
Hello, Donnie B. How are you doing?
Blessed. I can't lie, complain. How about you?
Ridiculously blessed. You blessed, I'm ridiculously blessed. And I just want to welcome Pastor Prentice to the show. Welcome aboard. I heard you last night, and I tell you, I'm on a spiritual high right about now. I can't even explain it. Mm.
Great.
Don, I am just so proud of what God is doing in you, to you, and through you. You just don't know. Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard. He's got some things in store for you. And I just want to thank you, Donnie, for allowing me to sow into your ministry.
Yeah.
And using this as a platform for myself. I appreciate that. I thank
Amen.
You for promoting. I really, really do. God has blessed me so much to be a part of what you're doing. And I
Amen.
Certainly want to thank you. Appreciate it. I do. I really, really do.
Well, appreciate it. Everybody ready to spend some money. That's what it's all about. Am I right about that, Pastor Prentice?
Yes, sir. You know, I wanted to say that sometimes it seems, our days seem dark, but God is still there watching you. Sometimes He turns the light down a little dark so we can wake up. And then when we wake up, he wants you to see the light because God always got something for you. Sometimes we don't want to go through nothing to get what we got coming, but sometimes, you know, when you go out and you plant a seed, I'm from a family of farming people, you know, when you go out and you plant a seed, you don't stand there and watch it. You just walk away, and after a while, you see it come up through the ground, and you
Ooh.
Got some. You still got to wait until that seed pay off.
And you got to
water that seed and nurture that seed too.
And then I want to tell you this, and then after you know, a farmer when he plants the seed, he walks off and he leaves it, and he looks around and he calls on the Lord. You might not hear him, but he calling on the Lord for rain. And when the preacher rain on him, then he starts shouting, and that's what they call cultivate. Shake it up. Get it. Get a seed. See, when you plant a seed, you can't just let it lay there. You got to cultivate the ground and get it root some ass so it'll grow. So that's why we need oxygen to live. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You got to shake it up and cultivate it. And so that seed that God is planting in you, letting you know through me and all other wonderful ministers, is that He's all right and He's still with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Mm. See, we might try to leave God, but you can't because you're His child.
Well, you said a handful right there, Pastor.
Oh,
you said a handful right there. I'm feeling it.
Yes, indeed.
He's gonna bless you.
Well, thank you. Go ahead real quick and talk about your new product that you're working on, so we can try to go ahead on and get you some sales in it. Because we know you got free Black Friday coming up this Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, this is a pre-Black Friday sale I'm having online. My Facebook page is facebook.com/presentationgifts, and you can come on and interact with me. I have my store on there, too. I sell everything from anointing oils and holy water to jewelry and survival kits and home decor. So there's something there for everyone. And what I'm doing this weekend, Saturday and Sunday only, I am having a pre-Black Friday sale in which you can get, it's 15% off for the sale. But just because Donnie B has been so kind and so gracious to me, I am giving the listeners an additional 10% off on top of the 15% already discounted. But there is one catch. There is one catch, though. You need a coupon code, because without the coupon code, you won't be able to get the additional 10% off.
Okay.
Now, the coupon code is, get this? The coupon code is Donnie B, D-O-N-N-Y, and the letter B. That's the code that you type in to receive the additional 10% off.
Wow. You know what? Let's go to the phone line. I think people started already calling in about it. Okay, we're going live to the phone line to 817-716. You live on the hottest new gospel show in the evening time. Who's this?
Hello, Donnie B. This is Sister Deborah. How are you?
Hey, Sister Deborah. How you doing today?
I am doing great.
Hey, man. That's good. What do you think about the show so far?
I love it. I just believe what God dropped in my spirit, you and your co-host there and everybody involved, that you are the sheep that God was talking about of another fold. Yeah, you know when God said he got sheep of another fold? And I just believe this is just the divine order that God has predestined you all for such a time as this, where y'all can reach the people that the church folk are not reaching. And I'll be tuning in every night now.
Hey,
yeah, this man. Y'all are sheep of another fold, so y'all get ready.
Man.
Praise God.
Hey, Sister Deborah, you got to go get that Black Friday this weekend. It's going to be big this weekend. Then she's doing a pre-Black Friday this weekend.
Okay.
Saturday, Sunday only.
Okay, yeah, I got the information. I'll be trying to, get back with you on some things, too. But I'm enjoying the show. I'm a first-time listener tonight, and, I know you've come a long way. I've known you since you was a kid.
Amen.
It's all right.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And again, so y'all is definitely going down this coming up Saturday and Sunday. It's the pre-Black Friday only. She said it's only going to be this Saturday and Sunday. So y'all make sure that y'all go and check that out. And she said the code to use to get it is going to be Donnie B. And for more information, we got a phone number you guys can call. And we'll be talking about this throughout the show. 817-841-9418. And I know Sister Deborah is going to be going to get some stuff. She loves going shopping.
Yes, I do, Donnie. You have to tell everybody.
Hey,
but I got about 14 grandchildren now.
Uh-oh. 14?
I don't like to go to the mall. So, yeah, I'll be doing some shopping.
Praise the Lord. You got some of that right now, Donna.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, man, that's right. Well, I tell you what, Sister Deborah, we're going to let you enjoy the rest of the show. And we got a lot of different guests calling into the program tonight. And I just hope you be blessed with what's about to take place. What you think about that?
Okay. God bless you all.
All right, then. All right, y'all. Donna, go ahead on and give out that information one more time before we let you go.
Okay. The name of the business is Presentations, Greetings, and Gifts. Facebook page is, you can just do a search, just Presentations in your Facebook search. Just hit Presentations. It's going to automatically come up, Presentations, Greetings, and Gifts. Go on, head on into my page. There's a link there that will get you into the store. And, again, it's a 15% discount off of everything in the store, from holy water to jewelry to home decor to candles to you name it, just about. Coupon code is Donnie B for the additional 10% off.
Yeah,
so just come on. And while you're there at my Facebook page, I would appreciate it if you like the page. And just come on in and just say hello and interact with me for a little while. I'd love to have you there. I appreciate it.
Man.
Thank you all.
Hey, thank you so much, Donna, for that. And we're going to make sure
thank
we get that information out. We're going to make sure we get that information out.
I appreciate that. And Pastor Prentice, thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
For your kind words. Thank you for your kind words, my brother. I appreciate that. And you stay on fire for Jesus.
Amen. You're so welcome. Anyway, anytime we can help you, give us a call.
Amen.
I appreciate that so much.
That's
be blessed, y'all. Love you.
Hey, you too. All right, y'all, coming up next, we got our very special guest on the line. We're going to be talking to gospel artist Jordan coming up right after this. We're going to one of your other songs. I'm loving this other song, too, Going to Heaven. And if y'all missed the conversation of that yesterday, he told a powerful. Pastor, go ahead on real quick, 30 seconds, tell a quick story about that song before we go to it, babe, because you told a powerful story just about that specific song right there, Going to Heaven.
Okay, this song I wrote when I lost my mother. Me and my mother was just so close out of 14 children, and when I lost her, I almost, trying to flip, but, it was so easy when I walked by and looked down, and I seen that she was not there. It was just an old body, and my mother was resting. I was so glad, but then you have to have God in your life in order to go through something like that. And anybody that has a mother, you need to get in church. You need the Lord. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, ask somebody that has lost a mother. And if you got a mother, better go put your arms around her.
Give her a call.
Tell her you love her.
That's right. We're going to sound it. Coming up next, we're going to be joined with Jordan, gospel artist Jordan. Going to be live with us right here on 109.3 FM, The Gospel. We are doing it big. Shout out to Sister Deborah. Shout out to Michelle listening to us. Shout out to Sheila. Be coming up at 45 after the hour. It is official 32 after the hour right now. And we'll be right back with gospel artist Jordan coming up next.
Heaven, oh. So I went to audition for the group, and I made it to the group, and from there, you know, we were Gospel Stellar Award nominated, Grammy nominated, NAACP, Dove. We got a street, a day. We actually got a holiday in San Francisco. So
wow.
it blew up from that, you know, just to see how God worked, because I never did spiritual music until, you know, I tried that, and then I had to kind of strengthen my faith and, you know, to live my life as a Christ, so. I really enjoy ministering to people and to glorify, you know, the Father above. You know, it's always a great feeling. You can never get enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Pastor.
I'm gonna let you do it. That's what that was, and I ended up venturing off as far as doing my own solo thing. I'm not with the group God for the Soldiers anymore, so I'm doing my own thing. Actually, right now I'm finna go on tour with Demita Hatton, and that's the ex-wife of Dietrich Hatton, you know, Detroit's own.
Oh, okay.
A big gospel artist. So I gotta go meet with her this Saturday in Detroit. So
wow,
it's a blessing, man. You know, once
thank
one
you.
Door closes, another one opens. So.
Pastor Prince, what you think about that, man?
Man, that's wonderful. I tell you, it's so much going on. It's so much going on. And this is really, really working. It's working right in my field. Because bring others on and bring them on in. That's what what I like. This young man, he got some fire in him.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not just a singer. I'm not just an artist. I'm also a record company. I run a record company. I'm the president. So my objective is not just to, I try my best to put what's actually happening in the world and what's real into my music, and also at the same time bringing other people in to do the same, and at the same time glorifying God and, you know, doing His work. So I'm not being selfish at all with this. So I think it's important with people that believe in God, you have to get other people on the train. To live in that life. So that's what I'm all about. I love, you know, just making people happy. I love entertaining a lot of different things. So I try my best to help different artists out that, you know, that want to do music. And not necessarily just gospel, but people that want to just be into the music industry, I try my best to give them the opportunity and to give them my knowledge so they could, you know, go further and hopefully do the same thing.
I kind of ask you this, man. What advice would you give to any up-and-coming artists out there that's thinking about getting into the music but just don't know what direction they want to go into, man? Because I know as an artist, like you say, you are an artist. So as an artist, we know that you've been doing so many different projects. So, man, what advice would you give to any up-and-coming artists out there that's thinking of that's either in the business or thinking about getting into the business?
Well, definitely. I just got off the conference call with Freeway Ricky Ross, the ex drug dealer who changed his life around, and, you know, actually now he's giving back to the community, and, you know, he's doing different things, opening doors for other people to be able to live a good life and, you know, live a clean life with a pure heart. So I actually got off the phone with him, and we were, you know, all different artists and producers and just people that's in the industry. We were talking about the same question you just asked me as far as, like, what would I recommend artists to do when they're trying to get in the industry. Definitely start off independent. You have to get yourself together first because, you know, get your business mindset working, because 90% of the industry is about business. So you got to deal with lawyers. You got to deal with copyright. Just a lot of different stuff that you got to deal with, and 10% of it is just talent. They don't really care about the talent. You got to know how to, you know, not let nobody do you over. So you gotta study. It's a lot of stuff, but I definitely recommend going independent first, knowing what you want to do. You can't be hip hopping and around. So if you want to do gospel, get your life right with that first. But I highly recommend a lot of artists doing gospel, and whatever, you know, what's in your heart, that's what you go and do. As far as, you know, how you see yourself, you know, changing the. And a lot of people, they just do it just to entertain themselves and make a lot of money. But you gotta have drive, dedication, determination, and you gotta have a purpose. I actually want to change people, the world of music. You gotta make a change. So,
what do you say?
That's an important part about the music industry,
right? as an artist, Jordan, what do you say different about your music compared to anybody else that's doing music? What's different about you as an artist compared to anybody else? What do you bring into the table?
I'm bringing something new. Like I said earlier, I got the 3Ds, and I don't necessarily discover that, you know, I often let a lot of people tell me that, so I don't want to be cocky about it, so I just often just start to believe it. So my music is definitely different because, like I said, I talk about what's actually happening in the world and how we can change it. And of course, you're going to have a lot of artists that want to, you know, sing about women. And I got some subjects for a lot of different topics. So I could help people out as far as relationships, not necessarily talking down about women or downgrading women, but I could actually write a song that could change people's, you know, perspective on women, that could make them treat them better. So doing R&B, hip-hop, all that stuff, it doesn't mean that, you know, you worship the devil and all that, because different people got different purposes, and my purpose is to always make something positive out of it. So, because you got to get these church folks, we got to get these people in the church. We got to get them to start believing. So in order for us to do that, we got to, you know, stretch out further. And instead of just staying where we're at, we got to go reach out to these other secular world and bring some of those people back with us.
Amen.
And the only way we'll be able to do that is if we do, you know, if we get, you know, to where, you know, most of our youth are. And most of our youth, they're listening to R&B and hip-hop and rap. So we gotta change the music and get our youth back. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I try my best to do, you know, clean, inspirational music.
Joy, let's go back to the phone line. We got Sister Deborah. Sister Deborah, you've been hearing this young man talk. What you think about this young man right here, Sister Deborah?
You know, he's just so inspirational, Donna D, because he's so young, and I agree with him. You know, it's gonna take more than people that sitting up in the church every day, every Sunday. It's gonna take people that are willing to go out into the highways and byways. Your ministry, what you're doing now, this is what God was talking about, the highways and byways. You know, he knew that it was gonna be internet one day. But still, it's gonna take more. I agree with him, you know, everything he said.
That's
all right. Man.
Woo. Thank you, Sister Deborah.
Thank you for that. Yeah, thank you, Sister Deborah, for that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mary.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but that's definitely one of the things that we gotta work on. You know, the church folks, they don't want their people to get out, you know, into that field, because they're afraid that, you know, we're gonna turn. But some of us just gotta have that, you know, we got a strong arm, so we just gotta get out there and bring more people in to know more about God, and, you know, because it's gonna be an afterlife, and you gotta come to God, you know, and be judged. So we gotta let people know what's going on.
Man, I just got some chills to my body. Y'all just, I mean, Pastor Prentice, I don't know about you, man, but I got some chills coming to my body, man. This everybody's talking about, man. I know something's getting ready to take off in 2013, man. But before we let you go, man, what are your plans for 2013? And what are we looking at? What projects are we looking at for you to be producing or coming out with in 2013?
Oh, wow, I got a lot of stuff, a lot of different artists that I'm producing, that'll be coming out in 2013. I got my record label, which is New Music Entertainment, via New Music Records, in conjunction with Freeway Music Group, which is the label by Rick Ross. The real Rick Ross, not the rapper, but the real Rick Ross. Like I said, I'm going on tour with Demita Haddon, that should be kicking off probably next year. I got a Christmas, some Christmas singles coming out, you know, for Christmas. So if you want to get all that information, go to my Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at JRock131. That's JROC131. That's JROC131 on Twitter. And you can get all the latest updates and, you know, what I'm talking about and who my music is.
Hey, man, I tell you what, man, it's a blessing having you to calling in to the program tonight, man. And we definitely want to thank you for calling in to the program. Our very special guest tonight, live right here on 109.3 FM, the Gospel Man. Again, Jordan, man, you know you can call in anytime you want to. We definitely appreciate you for calling in, man. You got
thank
any
you so
you
much,
got real quick?
Yeah, definitely give a shout out to 109.3 FM, the Gospel. I'm a big fan. I listen to you guys every time you air. Shout out to Miss Peggy Simmons. That's my PA here in Detroit. Shout out to everybody that you know that's repping Jesus Christ. That's trying to change their life around. It's a lot of people. I want to give a shout out to the world because you know I care about everybody. You know I just hope everybody do good in what they're trying to do and head in the right direction and go and just and I believe you know people go to church, read the Bible, pray. And even if you're going to do what you're going to do, just as long as you're going to church and you're praying to God and you know what your plan is, you know, I believe everything's going to be all right.
Amen. I tell you what, Pastor Prendon, what you think about this young man right here?
He's on fire. That's what I like about young people that's doing what he's doing. And when he said it's all right, you just go and you pray. And if you just attend church, if you make one step, God said, I'll make two.
That's right.
So Jesus said, ain't no criticism in Christ. The Bible said, ain't no criticism in Christ, no jealousy, no envy, no hurt. You know, it's nothing but love. God is love, and love is doing. Love ain't just saying it out your mouth. That hugging and kissing is just an emotional thing that don't last long. It's kind of like a laugh. It soon cuts off. But when it comes to pure love, see, love will make you get up on Monday morning and work. Love will make you bring your check home. Stay with your baby when your wife make you mad. See, love is something.
Amen.
And love will make you come home to the Lord.
Wait a minute, George. George, we're about to make him preach up in here.
Somebody better stop me.
That's right.
God is real.
Amen.
Let me say one thing. So I wrote that song, You Can't Serve Two Masters, and that means that you can't serve God and then hang out in the world at the same time. So you're going to have to choose one and man up. Everything will be all right then. But if we're shaking and faking, it won't work.
That's right, Mal. You're right. Well, I tell you what, definitely want to thank you for coming on the program and coming up after this. We're going to be checking in with Sheila with the news she can use. She keeps us abreast of what's happening with the world of news on the national, you know, as Christians, we can't just be talking about music all day. We got to be educated on what's going on in our society. Am I right about this, Pastor?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We definitely.
So she's going to be bringing up the news coming up in a few minutes. Appreciate you for calling in, joining it, man, and good luck in everything that you're doing, man.
No problem. Thanks a lot for your time.
We'll be right back, y'all, with Mo right here on the All New W Gospel Radio Show. Right here coming up next, Sheila on 109.3 FM, The Gospel, with today's news you can use.
He gave his only son, and the son gave his life for me. When he died on Calvary, there's no greater love. And a man laid down his life for a friend. There's no greater love, no greater love than a man would lay down his life for a friend.
Up in the gospel, standing by the line with us right now. Good evening. Welcome to the show, Sister Sheila.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Donnie B. And everybody. First of all, I'd like to give honor to God, who is truly here in my life. You all have already set the atmosphere. I kind of feel guilty doing news with the Spirit of the Lord so high. On the station, you got a wonderful crew. I know I don't have but a couple of minutes. I like to say it's a plum pleasing pleasure to meet, is it Pastor Pringle? Prentice.
Right.
Bless you, man of God, and it's a pleasure to meet, you had somebody, Sister Deborah?
Yes, I thought
she was a prophetess.
Yes,
you like the name Deborah? Yes, Sister Deborah. Okay.
Yes.
Well, we see prophets in the future, and also we thank God, Sister Donna. As a matter of fact, this news that I'm going to do is on behalf of presentations, greetings, and gifts. As is already stated, she's having a pre-Black Friday sale. Saturday and Sunday only. That's what I heard. Saturday and Sunday only. Now, what I like about this, Donnie, is she's giving a 15% discount on anything you purchase. Not only
right.
a 15%, but if you come with the coupon code, she's going to give you an additional 10%. So, in other words, if you got the code, you get a 25% discount on anything you buy from presentation, greeting, and gift. Praise be to Jesus, Donna. May God bless you, and may you continue to prosper helping people like that. Now, with the news, I'm going to make this very brief. Like I said, I hate to be the bearer of bad news,
But like it's been stated, you know, we need to know what's going on so we can know what to pray for.
That's right. That's right.
We got some prayer warriors on the line tonight, especially with the young man George. Now, if he's going to be doing music with Deidre Haddon, wife Danita Haddon, that girl
Ooh.
Can sing. Now, Deidre can sing. I love Deidre. I love anything he sings, but his wife, that girl is bad. So you had somebody on there that's mixing up with that. You got some for real celebrities, future celebrities on the line. That's wonderful. Okay, now in the news, I got 2 points. Make it real brief. We got the death row. We had somebody executed in the state of Texas. Y'all know the state of Texas is a death row state. So they executed somebody this morning, and his name was Hernandez, who they put him to death, who slayed a woman in 2001. And I was thinking he abducted her from San Antonio instead. And he killed her. This was in 2001. And that's 11 years. So we need to pray because, you know, we need to pray. I mean, that's our system, though. If they're going to kill them, some people agree with it, some of us don't. Also, I just wanted to mention with Obama, I'm going to keep this brief. Obama wanted to name Republican Ambassador Susan Rice as his new Secretary of State. But Republican senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham, they told the president they will not allow him to name Ambassador Susan Rice as his new Secretary of State. So already it started. So y'all know what we need to pray for. Pray for our president. Let's pray for the president. Regardless who was president, we need to pray. When Bush was in office, we prayed for him daily. So that's all I got, Donnie. And we'll come back again at 9:45 with a couple of other points in the news.
Wow.
God bless you all and keep up the great work. Like I said, the atmosphere is already set. Y'all just keep the spirit flowing. God is pleased.
Man. Sister Deborah, what y'all think about
that?
What y'all think about
that?
In the news.
Well, you know, I've kept up with the election throughout the election, and also I've been tuned into CNN and some of the other Fox News, and he's right. You know, we need to pray. We need to pray for our president, and we need to pray for the world because I don't know if you heard about Rick Perry, said they're trying to get out of the United States, Texas, where a lot of states don't even want to be a state of the union anymore.
What? No, I didn't hear about that. Did you hear about that?
Yes, she's right. A lot of people, if they're not happy with the United States, they go to places like Canada. I forgot the other place, but Canada is the most popular place they go. They can, and it's so close to the U.S., and that way they don't have to be under the president here. So a lot of them are doing that. But we heard that Romney was a Mormon, so he ain't going to be going too many places because of his religion. He's Mormon. But, yes, she's correct. Yeah, it's speculation is saying a lot of people are going to be leaving the U.S., because of the election, so it's ugly, you know. But prayer can change and break. Prayer can break binds and bonds.
Yeah.
And we need to remember: is there anything too hard for God?
That's right.
Is there anything too hard to God?
You're right.
Nothing too hard for God.
Nothing too hard. Also, Pastor Prentice, we got to talk about this man because now they're trying to pass. I don't know if you heard about it, Sheila. They're trying to pass a new law now that people that are on Social Security that are doing drugs are going to have to take the they're trying to make it tougher now where people that are on Social Security disability, that they have to start taking drug tests.
Uh-huh. But see, the thing about it, when you do that, Donnie, you're not hurting that person because just like if you lock the person up, you know who you're hurting? the children. Like the young man George was saying, we need to reach out to our young children, because those that don't have stable homes, they don't have anything. Yeah. They're a product of their environment. And since I just, you know, I'm going to be going into the social work area. When I heard that this morning, the first thing I thought is I'm going to have a lot of work out there to do. And it's good to have Jesus in your life when you're dealing with those situations. Because if that bill do pass, it's going to hurt the children. Because they're going to lock them up, or they won't give them food stamps. So maybe God will bless me to have a home, state-funded. I can feed these people, because that's part of my vision, is to come up with some kind of home. I wanted to help women prisoners when they got out. That's what I wanted. But God got a purpose for me, too. I just can't clearly see the vision. I see a portion of it, you know. Wow. So, but we do need to pray. And there's much power in prayer. We can come together, just the ones on this phone right here, with that pastor preaching.
You know.
And Sister Deborah and me and you, and we can bind that thing up.
Ooh.
We can bind anything up. He said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. But he said, when we touch and agree, God will be in the midst. Asking anything here on earth, he said, I'll be in the midst, in the middle.
Yes.
So we just got to hold on to the word of God like never before. We got to make it come alive to us like never before. And we'll see things changing, even on this radio station.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Pastor Francis, what you think about that, man?
Man, I tell you, when she was talking about what they was going to do about those who are on drugs, they're not going to, you know, really release nothing to them if they find that they're on drugs. Well, that's just a warning now. We need to follow the word of God when it says warning. Before destruction. And so they need to clean it up. You know, clean it up and walk away from these drugs and go ahead on and live your life and do what
that's
you got to do. If drugs is what's going to keep you from getting benefits for your children, something within you let you know you ought to have enough heart that love your children
that's
more
fine.
Than drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So, so that's the Lord working through him to warn those who are on drugs before something like that does happen.
That's right.
Woo! I mean, you know, I seen, Donnie, I want to say something, and I want to be real quick. I was all my life, I was raised by my stepfather, and he was a guy, he sold corn whiskey, you know, where a lot of people did. But then what I'm saying is, might have did that, but that didn't cause me to do what he did. My father was a street monkey. That didn't cause me to be, you know, run around James and walk off and left me. That didn't cause me to go bad. You see what I'm saying? And so what other people do, you know, it don't affect me. And I had enough sense along with what I had a problem with. I had a problem with drinking beer, but hey, and smoking cigarettes, but when the Lord called me in the ministry, I dropped it like a hotcake because I love the Lord. We got to have, but see, you got to make God your first priority if you want to do anything, because you can't do nothing without it. I got to shut up.
Well, God help us.
we need God. We got to put him first, but no excuse for drugs, because
that's
they brought them in and hand them to you to sell, and you go to looking at this thing, start thinking it, and then you start playing with it. Anytime you start playing with fire, you're going to get burned.
Ooh, man.
You're using it for your advantage, but then it benefits you for a while, but then it gets you, and it starts biting you, you're in trouble. So that lets you know, don't go that way. That those drugs don't belong to us. They bring those. Okay, let me shut up, bro.
No, people need to do it, too. That's what I love about this show. People need to do it, too. Is that right, Jesus?
Yes, Jesus.
Yeah, That's right.
Wow. We don't have to do that. You know, it don't take that to, you know, have new tennis shoes and new clothes and nice things like that. It don't take that because we can just get a job. But, you know, if you have to work on a garbage truck, if you have to mow yards or do anything, you can live and live an honest life. And you got to crawl before you walk. And if you make one step, God said, I'll make two. Let me say this real quick. You know, he told the minister, he said, if you just open your mouth, then I will speak for you. But what we do, our trouble is we get up, we know my mouth, we start talking. We won't give God a chance to start talking. That's why we're misleading everybody.
I don't even know what to say, but you know what? But my thing next is if they do this next, what else are they gonna they gonna start taking away from the people?
I don't know. We pray the prayer warriors can take control of the state.
Yes, they can.
Not Congress, not Senator, but the prayer warriors. And it comes a time, it's going to come a time, and this is a time. The passages say warning before destruction. Now, a lot of this stuff that's happening, those that are Bible-believing people,
that's right.
We know these are only signs that the time is coming soon. That's all it is.
Right.
It's just fine. We hear about the hurricanes and earthquakes and father against son, son against father, mother against daughter. That's prophecy.
Yes,
that's
right.
It's saying that God's coming back soon. So
that's
what
right.
we need to do is be on our job. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning. So that means as much as given, much as required. The young man, George, he's fixing to do evangelize. That's evangelist. He's going to go through the highways and byways, evangelist. What Sister Deborah doing is evangelizing, even by being on this radio station. See, thousands of people are listening. That's evangelism. Okay?
Right.
And that's what we're going to have to do. Come together in prayer. Prayer is the key.
Hallelujah. Thank
prayer is the key. You got to study, like the brother said, you got to study to know what to pray for. You got to study to know your rights. Know your gifts. Know what you're entitled to in prayer.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you got to know the word to know. So we that are prayer warriors, we need to bind together, and I just talk about it, but let's do it.
Be about it.
We need
right.
to bind together and pray.
Go ahead. I'm enjoying this conversation. This is real.
Yes, this is real talk here. I just want to say, from somebody who's been there, God delivered me from crack cocaine 24 years ago, and that's
praise
why I'm willing
Jesus.
To. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. That's why
thank
I'm willing
Jesus.
to go out into the highways and byways, because it wasn't an easy thing to do. But I tell you what, I never went to an NA or AA meeting that God gave
wow.
me a divine deliverance.
No programs,
nothing like that, because God already knew it. They don't work.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Right.
So I'm willing to do what he's called, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is not playing, and the devil's not either.
Mm-mm.
Oh, come
but,
on now. Come on. Hello.
Yeah,
come on.
Go ahead.
It's up to us. It's up to us, sister and brothers. Let Rick Perry
right.
take all the whatever he wants, the drug tests that he wants to take. That's fine. But it's up to us.
Right.
God put us here for a reason. We're still here. I'm 57 years old, and I just graduated from Everett College for a medical administrative assistant.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Jesus. So,
wow.
You know, it's time. You know, it's time. For us to give back what, and tell, go out and tell people what God has done for us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you what, this is, I don't know what else to say. We're gonna go to another gospel song. We're gonna come back and Sheila's gonna be back. I don't even want Sheila to leave. We're gonna be back at 45 after the hour with Sheila News. Sheila, you just, I don't even know what to say to y'all. Pastor, what you think about it, Pastor?
It's tough. It's tough, man. I tell you, what I like about this is that God made a woman as a helpmeet for a man. And when man fails God, a woman is supposed to step in here. I'm watching. I know
that spirit going with this one.
I don't know about
help me,
but you know what?
Help me.
Hey, man. Hey, Pastor. I don't know about you, Pastor, but I actually want to see a woman president in the next 8 years.
I think we are. I think we're going to have a woman president next. I believe
Clinton.
I'm gonna be running that one. I'm gonna be out. I'll probably be a delegate for her because in 2008 I was voting and standing up for Clinton in 2008, but Obama be out, you know. Yeah, it wasn't many of us, trust me.
Actually,
that's
I voted
Donnie,
for Hillary Clinton.
I want to say something, Brother Donnie. Let me say it real quick. You remember when God made man, he looked at him and he said, it is not good that man should be alone.
That's right.
He said, it's not good. It's not good that man should be alone. He said, I will. We didn't make no one. He said, I will make him a help, make one to help him get the job done. So anything
that's
you're doing
right.
without her, it ain't right.
Come on now.
Pastor, this is what I believe. I believe Michelle Obama is running this country.
Hello, somebody. Don't you know?
But she is so humble because she'll tell you. She say, no, I don't. It's not me. She said, and I listen to him. She said, he makes his own decision. He does what he has to do. He has his advisors to help him. That's what she say now.
She said he has his advisors, and she one of them.
I think she one of them. Hey y'all, we're gonna be right back. 16 after the hour, we're going to a 10-minute gospel mix right here on 104.93 FM. We are broadcasting live globally right here. Donnie B, Miss Sheila in the building, Pastor Prince in the building, Sister Deborah in the building. We'll be right back with Mo on 104.93 FM.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Now, get ready. DJ Jesus Beat is about to throw down.
Turn it up.
Yes. Let's get to work. Let's begin. Work. Bring it.
May I present
the best DJ in the world?
DJ Jesus Beat. Kick it.
Yeah, girl, you so special. You make a bro want to sing, you know what I mean? What you mean I can't sing? It's a little love song for all my gentlemen, classy ladies. And you're a virtuous woman, and I know right now we're just friends, but I've been thinking,
we could be more, lady, we could be more, we could be more, lady, we could be more.
Yeah, you said 10, God heal my heartache, and this is way past luck, no prom date, and we could be a sweet aroma, strange, and they can call us outcasts. Andre told my boys, yeah, catch me, I'm falling. You on my team even when I ain't balling. You were patient with your boy in the worst day. I was like 9/11, the worst day. You been running through my mind, first place. Those other girls say weak like Thursday. This is gentlemen's music, boys and men. I'm done with that plans like born again. We'll be joined in body and soul, heart and mind, money and time. If she's chocolate or vanilla or your butterscotch cream, she the only one for you, she should make you one thing.
You're in the mix with DJ Jesus, DJ Jesus Beat, for South Carolina's number one gospel DJ.
Just go ahead, you can dance. What you scared of, man? What you scared of? You know you got it in your desk.
right, y'all. Man, we live in the Gospel Mix. It's the Crunk Gospel Mix for the young people right here on 109.3 FM, the Gospel. It is Division 20 after the hour. If you want to call in and kick a shout-out live in the mix, all you got to do is call us at 347-989-1725. You live in the mix with Donnie B, Pastor Preston in the building. Sheila, news director, and Sister Deborah, we in the building live right here calling at 347-989-1725. I got this big shout-out to Shaniqua listening to it. She said she's loving the show. A big shout-out to Michael Ray representing in California. He said, man, Donnie B, you guys got it going on. I'm loving the new show. Shout-out to everybody out there. If you want to call in, kick a shot. Check in with me on Facebook. You already know what to do. It's going down right here on the all new Donnie B. Gospel Radio Show. Donnie B. and Hands, we in the building. We'll be right back, y'all. Let's get back into this mix, y'all. It's going down.
Representing 910, the 912, and the 843, Carolina and Georgia. Praise
the Lord. I know you're going to dig this.
It is DJ Jesus Beats, mixing that straight ministry beat.
Caffeinated Christian in action. Give me the pass, I got the three. Draining like Paxton. Mark Price has been paid, no time for relaxing. Cool name CIA, what's cracking? Love out loud while I'm in the room snacking. Spread a light on the table, eat without snacking. Ric Flair on lock, pull down the stronghold. Mixing the goodness, gotta have the cold soul. Live out the good news, drink paradise, and not messing with the crazy booze. Here's understanding, sunset's free, diminishes the planning.
They know.
Keep on checking our lingo.
We know.
And the places that we go.
You.
Action verbs and we don't play. Cause we're known as the CIA. It's 1 p.m. and I'm riding to Walmart. Trying to switch lanes just to get to the parking lot. One clown cut me off, he listening to South Park. Soundtrack, new jacks, new minor, pull back. Grab a crop to hit the game section. Fly over here to pull. Enjoy checking. Walk in the light side direction. In the narrow lane with price like complexion. Yeah, I got an attitude adjustment. You can't see me, homie. I'm not bluffing. Read the book of John. Seeing you with the SP help on the left. Yeah, just be the truth. The right word is the truth. You figure with the scripture. We wanna be a street. We mission. Yeah, your rhymes in English. Biggest word come from the greatest. His name is Jesus. Yeah, see him bring season. Cold outside so the sun make it breezy. Don't check it out.
Warning, you will get your do rock while we are performing. Take caution, you absorbing enormous, exhausting, incredible hustle Ed Norton. Frequencies frequently exalting. Feet perceive Jesus.
Yeah, that's right, y'all, man. We live in the mix right now on the hottest new gospel radio show right here. We going live to the phone lines. Sheila, I mean, not Sheila, Sister Deborah, you got a quick shout out, real quick, Sister Deborah.
Yes, I'd like to shout out to Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Also,
congratulations. Go ahead. Congratulations to Taylor Price on his new daughter born last week.
Already. Y'all hear the first. We're your number one gospel radio show across the country right now. We're doing it real big. Let's get back into this mix right now. If you want to call in, kick the shout out to represent for your city, 347-989-1725 is going down, 109.3 FM.
Okay, if you say so, I just want
boy, that's gonna show him how you get down.
Just to know the measure of your grace, or your love for life,
it's unmeasurable.
Or who can know the joy you have in saving men through your sacrifice?
What joy it brings.
And who can comprehend you being three in one, or your timelessness?
Yeah.
So it's obvious to say you are where life began and where death ends. You're the air that I breathe and the life within.
Hi, Dallas Fort Worth. I'm Darnell Ballard, a.k.a. Dunny B. That's right. Make sure you check out Dunny B and Friends in the Evening right here on Blog Talk Radio, 1093FMTheGospel.org. You got to check it out. Everybody's talking about the hottest new gospel radio show across the country. Not only that, you can check out Pastor Prentice. You can also check out my dear friend. You know who. We talking about Miss Sheila. She keeps us updated on what's going on with the world news and international news. And also you can check out Miss Sandra Foyle, who has the latest scoop on what's going on in the community. Check us out every night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on the hottest station. You never know what live guest going to call into the program. Not only guests, but you never know, you know, who going to call in and represent for their city, their school. Check us out every night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Internet radio advertising. Oh, it's that word. Well, we like to think of it as a good marriage. Why don't you promote your product to an audience that will appreciate it? In fact, how easy would it be to just send off a quick email to this very radio station to ask about how little it may cost for radio advertising? Also, hit them up on their Facebook and Twitter accounts.
Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
Yeah.
was really down, I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him, just thank him.
send the pushes, playing high and go get it. Trying to hit it in the bushes, yeah. Pop to my life, so I ain't get it and I ain't listen. Mine try to say don't, I done already did it.
Man,
kill twine, them shots, it just missed me. Them things got thrown around my hood like frisbee. Every day, all day, D pull up and jump out. Somebody get stumped out, come back and before they pump out.
Yeah.
Young, ugly Betty's was praying for a better face. I was just a youngin' then, praying for a better way.
Yeah.
Renny died, mine like she going to a better place.
Yeah.
And if you wanna go there too, boy, better pray.
Boy.
But I needed clothes, so I prayed over the souls. A murder at such a young age, but I live by code.
I
never know what I was told, I ain't ride, I rode. And I know my actions might have just fried my soul. So, what more can I say, tell my side? Even when it ain't okay, never give up on life. I know things gonna change, every day is a fight. You don't trust your own game, say I pray to the Lord. What more can I say, tell my side? Even when it ain't okay, never give up on life. I know things gonna change, every day is a fight. You don't suffer your own game, say I pray to the Lord.
Pray the Lord guide me in the streets, I'll be finished with.
Yeah.
Seeing E die, lose his life over silliness.
Man.
I was full of pain, hate, liquor, and drove. A lost soul, so at times I just went with the flow. Man, why Lucille die on me? Why she pick up and go?
Why?
If I ain't meant for this rap, then why I'm sick with the flow?
Why?
I asked my why Pops wasn't there for me, he dead to me. She just bowed her head and said prayer for me. Asked myself why I ain't go home that night.
Why
did everything happen to go wrong that night? Jay, you a rider, you would've came alone that night. TC, I love you, you ain't leave me alone that night. Man, why I let that boy Dez come alone that night?
Lame.
Should've been the twins doing me a song that night. I'm sorry, Mar, I wish that I could write that wrong. Wish I could do it over, Lele, but life goes on. So, what more can I say, tell my side? Even when it ain't okay, never give up on life. I know things gonna change, every day is a fight. You don't suffer your own game, say I pray to the Lord. What more can I say, tell my side? Even when it ain't okay, never give up on life. I know things gonna change, every day is a fight. You don't suffer your own game.
To the hottest station on the planet with your boy, world famous DJ Dunny B. And that song right there, Pastor, was inspirational artist Jordan. That was Jordan, a new song right there called New Music. What y'all think about that?
All right, now. You're going to start telling you. You're going to start something.
Boy, that boy, he did it on this song. Sister Deborah, what you think about this,
yeah.
Sister Deborah? He did it on this song.
I love it, Dunny B. You're playing some of my favorite songs tonight, you know, just taking me to another level in God. You know, I didn't when I got out from work today, you know, I didn't read the word like I was supposed to, but I tell you what, tonight has really blessed my soul, you know, and anybody that thought they came across this ministry by mistake or I just want to tell you it's not by mistake, you know. God said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. You know, so it's time for us to just turn back to God.
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I
didn't tell everybody this, but we have some Pastor Prince, and we have some big plans for the show. Beginning of next week, we're going to be doing a regular Bible study on this, doing this radio show, 15-minute Bible study on the radio show. So we're looking
right.
for a pastor, minister that would like to conduct a Bible study on this radio show. Give me a call if you're interested in that. You can call me at 682-323-1102. Another thing we're going to be doing is we're also going to be spotlight a minister of the week. And guess what? On Friday, oh my goodness, Sheila, you don't have to work on Friday, girlfriend, because coming up in from 9:30 to 10 o'clock, on Friday, every Friday, our soul will be blessed with a 30-minute ministering minister of the week will come on this show and preach from 9:30 to 10 o'clock.
Does that include evangelists too?
We looking for evangelists, whoever want to bring the word. If you've been led, wait a minute. Let me
if you license or ordained, you mean if you license or ordained?
No, you got to be led by God. You got to be led by God before you can come on and bring the word, because that's something powerful. But we're looking for ministers. We want to find a minister, evangelist, whoever, a prophet. If you want to come on this program and you want to be a guest and give the word, because I'm a firm believer, we need to be able to bring the word on Friday. It's the weekend. A lot of stuff going to be taking place, and we want the word. We want somebody to be able to deliver the word on Friday. This is going to be a new segment. We're going to start every Friday, beginning next Friday. Not this Friday, but next Friday. What y'all think about that?
How you going to determine who you pick? You going to put a bunch of names in the pot?
What I'm gonna do is we already got so many ministers already want to be booked on the show. I'm already looking at different churches to get different ministers to come on there, and Pastor Francis will also be helping me with that, and Sister Deborah will be helping me with that. So if y'all know any ministers out there that's in church, we definitely looking for them to come on Fridays, and we already working on that list as we speak. So ministers on the, I won't be doing it. I'm gonna be let other ministers like minister, Pastor Prince, he gonna be doing helping me to book that. Sister Deborah, I'm looking for her to help me to book it. We're gonna be booking some powerful ministers on the program on Friday. We want them to give that word. We want somebody to be blessed with that word on Friday as we get closer to the weekend.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's what I call getting in the bus.
Huh.
Get it on Friday.
Man, I can't wait. I am really excited about it. I've been talking to a lot of different people, different ministers on Facebook, so I am just ready. But I'm also ready for us to get ready for Miss Sheila. She got the last look at the news of the night before we be getting ready to get up out of here. What you got coming up in the last minute news?
Well, I've been looking for something. It's a lot in the news with Hurricane Sandy and, aftermath of that. And also, we just had a new president elected. So, that's current news.
All right.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, I heard the music. I didn't know if you had got booted again. You know how that happens. You get booted.
No, that's your instrumental, girl.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. But anyway, see, you caught me off guard. You got to give me forewarning here. Obama did have on his list, continued from the last election, that he wanted to tax the higher tax in bracket people, the ones that's making $250,000 more and more. Right now everybody's being taxed the same amount, which still don't help, because if you're making $250,000 a year, why should both of us be taxed the same? You see, so I think you should be taxed a little more, which will help the economy. So that's on his agenda. Also in the news, I like to also, can I give a shout out before I finish up?
Yeah,
Donnie.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to give a shout out to my homegirl and my sister Carmen Daniels, and to my son Barry Mitchell. Today's his 34th birthday. 34 years ago. Yeah.
Wow.
DJ Mitchell. Yeah. And Romney. This is something new. Romney now wants to talk about why he did not win the election. And he made sense, Donnie, because he says the reason he didn't win is because Obama gave away gifts. He said,
whoa.
Obama, wait a minute, gave amnesty to immigration. So he allowed certain immigrants a passage to stay here, provided they go to school, educate themselves, and do the preamble thing like we did. And so he said that one reason. He also said that with Obamacare, he gave all the lower class families at least $10,000 per family for lower class with Obamacare to assist them. He said that was another reason why Obama won. He said that was a lavish gift. And he said that it's hard to contend with and win when one is giving gifts. But he said that he targeted, check this out, Hispanic, lower income, and young black African voters. Now, think about it, Donnie. Me and you did the election. There were none of those on the Romney's team. I didn't see one black. Now, I'm not saying they weren't there. I didn't see any Oriental. I didn't see any Hispanics. So he had a point. But he could have did the same thing. And isn't Romney rich, wealthy? Somebody say Romney was wealthy. Is that true, Pastor Pringle?
Prentice.
I'm sorry, Prentice. I apologize.
That's okay.
Pastor Prentice, isn't Romney wealthy?
You know he is.
But couldn't he have given away double the gifts that Obama did?
Hey, he could have done the same thing, but he wasn't for those that didn't have
anything. Exactly my point. That's what I'm saying. So that's not really a gripe, but that's it made news. Okay, so I thought that was pretty comical.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Sure.
You know something? You always got to clean up somebody else's mess.
Yeah.
So now anyway, what I'm saying is. We could have just throw them out, and they're here. You know what I'm saying? What was the reason they came in the beginning? And then they're here now, and then you want to try to just throw them back out. That don't make no sense. But then you got to – we need to help them. And I believe he was going right about everything. You know, help them until they – you know, either have them just get their paperwork and all this stuff, and then instead of just throwing them back out, because they've been a great benefit to the United States. I mean, let's go over here. They've been a great benefit. And they, you know, they've done a lot, you know. I mean, work like mad and work for nothing for them. They want to throw them back out. And, we all been through the same thing.
Yeah. Pastor Prentice, you just said something. You said something about we always clean up. You know, that remind me of a song. I got to clean up
I mess up something, I'll find out later. I got to go back and clean it up. It looked good for me in the beginning when I go to messing up things. It's really good for then. But I got to go back and clean up the after. You know what I'm saying?
I like what you said, Pastor Prentice, about that man. That helped me. Now, that helped me, got me going. You say God made that helped me.
That's right. When he looked at man, he said it's not good for man to be alone. He said like this, it's not good that man should be alone.
That's
true.
He said it's not good.
Amen.
You hear that,
Donnie? Amen. Hey,
y'all
know. And so now we try to eliminate the woman and get ourselves in trouble.
Cela, you went there a couple months ago.
And everybody was like calling me. We had so many calls on that one, email coming in on that one.
Yeah. It's okay, because I know the word. I know, and it's going to come back around again. See, God's word will not go out void.
That's right.
It's not going to fall on dead ears. So those that don't hear it the first time, guess what? He's going to send it through another person. It won't even be through me.
That's
Right.
Mm.
And I won't even be and said anything to the person. They won't even know we just had that conversation. That's how God do it.
Right. That's
he
right.
don't make no mistakes. He don't make no mistakes.
Wow.
And he knows what he's doing. That's another song. God knows what he is doing.
Yeah.
We have to trust and believe in God. We do. And I need prayer.
I always need
prayer.
See, I told y'all on this show, we're keeping it real, and you're gonna get the truth. These people, that's on the program, they're going to give it to you real.
Yeah. Real talk.
Uh-huh.
And that's we're gonna reach the young people, because some of the churches are traditions, and so they're religious, so they don't believe in the Holy Ghost. They just believe in the traditional way they've been doing it since grandma and great grandma and grandpa uncle. And so you losing the young generation, and that's why people like George, it's so instrumental. You know, we need that youth. We need that young music. We have to reach them. We got to reach back out and grab them. You know, we got to take back from the devil what he stole from us.
That's right.
See, he stole. That's all. He stole it. And what he stole, we can take it back. In Jesus' name now. We got to do it in Jesus'
name.
We can't do it of ourselves. And so I believe we're going to be all right, because I think he's going to raise up more stakes.
Hey, Tita, hold on for one second. We're going live to the phone now. We got a couple people calling in to the show real quick. We're going live to the area code 424-212. You live on the radio. Who is this?
I'm over here.
424, you live on the radio.
Yeah, come over here.
Okay. 812-459, you live on the radio. Who is this?
Hi, this is Carmen.
Hey, how you doing, Carmen?
Welcome to
the show.
How are you guys?
Hi,
Shayla.
Hey, that's my girl from one of my sites. My sister
from St. Louis.
Hey. Yeah, somebody called in earlier, and I was listening to the music. I enjoyed it so much. It's my first time listening to you guys. So wonderful. I'm blessed to be in it. Just listening to you guys is wonderful. To be in the spirit, yes.
Now, that's one that's in the spirit. I have several sites, Donnie knows. All of them are not religious. But this young lady right here, she's holding on to her faith. Trust me. The pastors say you can't do both. You can't serve two masters. Some of them will be there because they're going to be reaching people, but they don't participate.
Right.
She keeps her distance, but she keeps her, I thank God, she keeps her hold on me. So, but that's how we're going to have to reach people. We're going to have to get our hands dirty.
Right.
We're going to have to get dirty. We can't say we ain't saved, but I don't want to mess with them because I don't live that life. Somebody got to go in there and get dirty.
Yes, sir. You got to get
now,
your hands
on, y'all.
Dirty. She's going to get
dirty. Come on, somebody got to do it. It's a dirty job, but somebody got to do it.
Mm-hmm. And why
somebody
not
leave
me, Lord? Send me out,
though. That's what I'm talking about.
Can't be afraid.
I want to keep y'all. I just want to tell you that I have enjoyed listening to you guys this evening. And, you know, Sheila, thank you. This was a blessing that you all posted. And I came right here. I said, I'm calling, and I called the world. Somebody got
you
me
sure
earlier.
Did.
And I just enjoyed it. I'm going to listen to you guys in the Bible study. I'm looking forward to that. I'm listening to you guys. Awesome.
Amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
I am praying that the Lord
will
bless.
And I will see you for Christmas, sis.
I know
I'll see you for Christmas. My treat.
Which
my treat.
Okay.
I'm
going to hold you guys. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, too. Love you, Sheila.
All right. Love you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That's what I'm talking about.
What they let you know, right? I tell you what, everybody, for those who are tuning in to us, we are still on the radio. For those who are tuning in to us, we are also being broadcast in New Orleans on KZCIRadio.com and 94.3 FM in Louisiana and New Orleans. For those who are tuning in to us on the internet, we're about to go off the air, but we got one more hour left on KZCI Radio for those who are tuning in to us in the morning on the morning show. We're on 3 hours in the morning. And then we're on 2 hours in the evening time. So some of y'all we'll get ready to go off the air. But for the rest of y'all, we're still on the air. All right, okay, Falcons, don't go nowhere. We got more
right.
coming up. We got more coming up. We want to move out some music. All right. You need what you got coming up at the next half hour.
All right.
Okay, we got some hit and go news. We got some things about we had a man that killed his sister and her whole family. They said he wasn't right in the head. So we call that schizophrenic, or we call it demon possessed. Uh-huh. They call it schizophrenic, but let's this real talk. They demon possessed. Just like back in the Bible days when there was a man possessed with demons. Okay, the demons possessed him. He didn't have no control. The demons controlled.
Wow.
And they are murderers. They'll kill you. They'll stab you. They'll curse you. They'll bite you. They'll burn you. They'll burn themselves. So, that's news. And that's what's going on. So we got to pray because they shooting up in theaters and grocery stores and coming in beauty salons, shooting folks up, trying to get one person, shooting everybody in the way. We never know how this thing going to come. Those are demons that's looped in the earth.
That's right.
They looped. They looped, honey.
We still going to be talking about that coming up in this hour, coming up, y'all. So we're going to take a quick station break, y'all. We got more gospel music coming up, 109.3 FM, the gospel, 94.3 FM in Louisiana.